Well, it's good to see all of you today. Are you happy? Good. Why don't you stand up and stretch? Stand up real quick, stretch your arms. Ugh, get a little stretch. It's all right, stand up, it's okay. Ian's very reluctant to stand up. It's all right, Daddy says you can. All right. Well, anyway, hey, let me ask you real quick, who here would like to be a king or a queen? Yeah? You want to be a king? Any girls want to be a queen? All right. Maybe you are already a queen in your home. Okay, good. We're going to touch base on that in 1 second. How many of you ever had a bad dream? Yeah, bad dream. Any one of you had a bad dream before? Oh, it's so uncomfortable, isn't it? You wake up in the middle of the night, you had all these bad thoughts, and you wake up and you're scared, perhaps. Maybe you wake up crying, and you're wondering where mommy and daddy is. Maybe there's not enough lights on in the house, and it's no fun having a bad dream, is it? It's scary, right? I've had bad dreams. Sometimes even as adults, we have bad dreams. And we have to wake up and say, praise the Lord. God, you are so good. I'm so thankful that was a dream. And so thankful that one day in heaven, there'll be no such thing as bad dreams at all. It's the devil who brings bad dreams and bad thoughts to worry us. But you know what? Do you think if you were a king or a queen, do you think you'd have a bad dream? Now before you answer that, let me tell you this. Do kings and queens have lots of guards? You know, people who stand maybe by the door with their spear and their shield, you know, to protect the king and the queen, right? Do you think they have a lot of guards, a lot of people to protect them? Sure. And then they usually live in the king's palace, right? And usually outside of that, there's a big, giant stone wall to protect, you know, the king and the queen. You think a king and a queen would have a bad dream with all those guards? What do you think? You can nod your head or nod your head no. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you wouldn't really think so because they got so much protection. All these people there holding their spear and shield, you know, ready to protect the king. So what in the world is there to be afraid of, right? Well, do you know that being a king and a queen really isn't all that it's cracked up to be? Because in the Old Testament times, you ever playing with your brother and sister and you're playing the game king and queen or somebody's in charge and you're always wanting to say, no, I want to be in charge. You never do that? Argue maybe with your brother and sister about who's going to be in charge? Well, you know what? That's kind of what it was like. If you were a king in the Bible, it wasn't all roses. It wasn't all fun because you know what? Other people wanted to be king. That's right. A lot of other people wanted to be king. And so while you were sleeping, who knows what was going on outside the door? Sometimes even your own servants, Ian, sometimes your own guards, the people standing there with the spear and the shield, sometimes they wanted to be king. So, it was really hard to trust everybody. Sometimes you never knew who to trust. And David, was David a king? Was David a king? Sure, David was a king. Look at all the beautiful psalms he wrote. Wonderful man. Wow. I mean, made some mistakes, but he was the first, he was the second king of Israel. He was the man after God's own heart. You know, David said something in the Psalms. I want to read this really quickly. It's in the Psalms. David considered a few things, and it's in Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. And David says this. He says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Now listen to this other translation. I like this. This is the NET. I will lie down and sleep peacefully, for you, Lord, make me safe and secure. Now, when David wrote this, did he say, I will lie down and sleep peacefully because I've got so many servants and so many guards and a big giant wall outside my castle? No. Even David, with all of his protectors, he realized one thing, that it doesn't matter how big the door is on the house, doesn't matter how big the lock is, doesn't matter how big the wall is, doesn't matter if you've got a giant lake around your castle, there's only one way that you can go down, you can go to sleep, and you can sleep peacefully. And that is with the Lord by your side. And I think that's why David said, when he considered all of his servants and everything, he said, you alone, Lord, make me sleep peacefully. Ian and Asher have learned that that when we pray at night before they go to bed, they usually sleep so much better, right? Right, Ian? Right, Asher? Sure, that's why we always pray with them before they go to sleep, and we ask, Lord, please protect us from bad dreams. And every once in a blue moon, it still happens. But you know what? They always wake up, and we pray again with them, and they feel happy because they're reminded that's right. Jesus is the one that keeps us safe, secure, and gives us peace, even when we go to bed. So if you're not in the habit of praying before you go to sleep, ask your mommy and daddy, you know what? Can we start praying right before we go to bed? It's so, so important. It's nice to have a door on our home that we can lock. But really, it's only Jesus that gives us peace and allows us to be secure. Sound good? Amen. All right, kids, you can go back to your seats. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that it's only because of God that we are secure.